The state corporation charged with taking over the massive Alaska LNG project is going to have its finances scrutinized. The legislators who called for the investigation say they want to know what the corporation has done with the $600 million given to it by the state over the last several years. For Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more.
Outgoing Representative Mike Hawker and Senator Kathy Geisel asked the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee to look into the Alaska Gasline Development Corporation's finances. The two Anchorage Republicans say they've had a hard time getting immediate answers to questions they have about how the corporation is doing business.
It has been somewhat elusive. We see, of course, the cumulative number, but not where the expenditures have happened.
Hawker and Geisel also asked that the auditor look into whether the corporation's board of directors had approved significant spending decisions and contracts for senior executive employees and consultants. Keith Meyer, the corporation's president, is the highest paid state employee. He draws an annual salary of $550,000 with an optional bonus of up to $200,000. Geisel says it isn't clear how the corporation decided on compensation.
And so, again, just due diligence on how these expenditures are being made and who is stepping up with the authority to make them.
Representative Hawker told the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee that he has a vested interest in how the corporation is run. He wrote the legislation that created it in 2009 with former House Speaker Mike Chenault. It isn't clear when the audit will be finished, but Geisel says it's likely that it won't happen before the end of the next legislative session in April.
Typically, this type of an audit can take, 6 to 8 months.
She says the audit is partially motivated by the huge amount of risk in the state's decision to take over the largest private construction project in North America. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.
The Alaska Gasline Development Corporation's board will meet on Friday to discuss the audit.